War Scrolls for the Immortals. In Revelation 1:4, halfway through, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, who pierced him, the Jews, Zechariah 12, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Here God states in Revelation 1, and this is addressed to believers. He is establishing who he is, who Jesus Christ is. These are his titles. Who is and was and is to come. He's the eternal, the immortal. From the seven spirits who were before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth. All right, this is God declaring his authority and preeminence over all things. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the Aleph and the Tav, the first letter and the last letter of the alphabet. That is the word, the very letters, that light is conveyed on sound, and that he decides who and what happens over all. And again, in Revelation chapter 1, in verse 17, after John fell at his feet, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Aha! The book of Revelation consists of the things which you have seen, John. Okay? The things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. The mysteries of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. Here we want to go back to God. Jesus says, I'm the first and the last, which I lived and was dead, and I'm alive forever. He is immortal, eternal. And he has the keys of hell and death. He decides who goes to hell and who will be unlocked from hell and death and the second death. The second death in Smyrna, Revelation 2:10. Oh, let's look at verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, write these things, says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Aha, this declaration again of Jesus. He's saying this. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, or Christians, and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you in prison that you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be you faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He that overcomes shall not be heard of the second death. Ah, the second death. And we'll get into the second death a little bit later over the callings and the anointings. But now we are establishing whose authority, who rules. We're establishing the authority over immortality, the immortal one, Jesus, the Messiah. In addition, it states in Luke 20:38, Matthew 22:32, and Mark 12, verse 26, for he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Jesus states in Matthew 22, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And again in Mark 12, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Now, I want to establish that no matter what happens in our life, what conflicts we are engaged in, that God determines our destiny and is bringing us through the crucible of this life and authoring and finishing and perfecting that something which pleases him. And we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, his finished work and salvation from our sins, his acknowledgement of him as the Lamb saves us from our sins, and by the word of our testimony, and do not love our lives on death. But do not be deceived. This is a battle. And the dragon, HaSatan, is wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Who is the woman's seed? Those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's Revelation 12, 10, 11, and 17. That would be us. We are the immortals. It's very simple. We follow him. Luke 12, verse 4 says, and I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him. Fear him. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 10, 28. The Lord is our dread. Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me, Jesus said, before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Don't think I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I've come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. What is on the cross? Your flesh. He who finds his life will lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake will find it. These are the keys to eternal life, out of Matthew 10, 10 through 27 through 38. These are the keys of eternal life. And the door is the Lamb slain from the foundation. The door is Jesus, the Messiah. There is no other name given under heaven by which we might be saved and have eternal life. Become immortal. Follow the King of Kings. Follow the Lamb slain from the foundation. Those who follow the Lamb, who are called, chosen, and faithful, those are they who overcome. Let's look at this issue of immortality a little more closely in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. All right, right here we say, okay, there's a resurrection of the dead, of the body, the corruptible body. Okay, this is corrupting, it's wearing out, it's falling apart because sin and death is in this body, but it's raised in corruption. That alludes to the fact that we're going to have another incorruptible body. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, that is Jesus Yeshua, became a life-giving spirit. Now, what this shows us is that we have to become born again. Okay, we're born as a living being, the first Adam, in a natural corruptible body. But we have to receive the second Adam and become born again. As it says in John, the first chapter, he gave them the power to become the children of God. Okay, this means that we become born again when we receive Jesus and the Spirit burst. Jesus was speaking to Nicodemus and he says, you know, spiritual things are discerned by the Spirit. You must be born again. He said, Rabbi, do you enter your mother's womb and become born again? He said, no, you must be born again, born by the Spirit and by this life-giving Spirit. And it is by God. You have to receive Him. Then you will not perish in the second death. You are eternal. Once you become born again, you are an eternal creature. You're just housed in this little vessel called the corruptible body, which will pass away and you'll get a new one. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward, the spiritual. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. Okay, that's Adam. And that's what we're born into. And the second man is the Lord from heaven. So Jesus came down from heaven. He was the bread of life, the resurrection. And he came from heaven and entered on this earth as a spirit who is birthed by the Holy Spirit. God was his father. Unlike us, we had natural fathers from Adam. As was the man of dust, so are those who are made of dust. And as the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. And that means we become a spiritual being. We deny ourselves, our man of dust, and the Spirit of God, the spiritual man, grows and develops, abiding in the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, the Father, and we bear much fruit. We grow and develop. Now, this I say, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Okay, what does sleep mean? We shall not all die. Okay, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible. What dead is that speaking of? Those who've fallen asleep but have been born again by the Spirit. Those spirits are being retained with the Father in heaven. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. We are immortal beings if we are born again. And you, if you're listening to this and haven't been born again, you need to be born again by the Spirit of God. All those who hear the voice of truth, who hear the voice of Jesus, he gave them the right, he gave them the power to become the children of God. Okay, all humans, all creation was generated by the Father of God, but not all are children of God. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has been put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where's your sting? O hell, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one. It's the word of our testimony, the blood of the Lamb, and we don't love this mortal life even unto death, that it does not have preeminent control, but Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is our victor. He is our champion, and he is the author and finisher for our eternal habitation. Now let's look at 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. All right, right here it states, Peter states that he has begotten us. We have become children of God through Jesus, and the validation of that is that Jesus was raised from the dead to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. It's eternal, immortal, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice. Now here's the caveat. Though now for a little while, if need be, you've been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, this is the gold, though it is tested by fire and may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith. And what is that? The salvation of your souls. And this is an incredible promise of immortality. Romans 14:7. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. He holds the keys to death and hell. But why do you judge your brother, or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to the Lord. And Hebrews 10:30, for we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I want to just segue up into the spiritual realm regarding this place in Mount Zion where the judge of all is in Hebrews 12:22. This is for the immortals, those who are already born of the Spirit of God. You've come to Mount Zion, so we already dwell there, if we choose to, if we're led of the Spirit, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect. This is the process. Just men are being perfected, to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Now, in this place, it says there are a group of different types of beings, rank and file, it's very organized in heaven, according to abiding in the Spirit and being led of the Lamb, flowing with the Holy Spirit. But let me just look at a couple aspects briefly of that in the tribes ranks. Revelation 7:2, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Okay, so we'll just say briefly, of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000, of the tribe Asher were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Nephtalim were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000, of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000, and of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. All right. So here we see all different kinds of people, as it says on Mount Zion, and then in Revelation 2, and according to overcoming, in Daniel 11, it talks about in verse 35, and some of them of understanding shall fall to try them, and to purge, and to make them white. So there's a trying, a purging, a crucible, even to the time of the end, this will go on, because it is for yet appointed time. All right, we're talking about in the last days, and according to election, 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Look, I would not have you be ignorant, brothers, concerning them which are asleep or dead, that you don't be sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. Prevent them from what? Well, he's going to tell you. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort you one another with these words. And what's the proof text for this? Well, when Jesus was raised from the dead, there's all these people came out of their graves in Jerusalem. Was a first fruits type of resurrection. And now let's look at what a portion of the inheritance will be in Revelation 23. And they cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. This is Satan. Till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the soul. Okay, so there's some people on thrones, and they will be judges in eternity. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such, the second death has no power. Remember I talked about you overcome 10 days at church in Smyrna and the second death? Has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Now, I've never seen this before, but what this sort of tells me is that those who are beheaded or suffer martyrdom for the witness of Jesus Christ are part of the first resurrection, 1,000 years, and they are priests of God and of Christ and reign with him in the millennial kingdom. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. All right, we'll hear the trumpet sound. Jesus is coming. You better get ready and get around to being on track with that heavenly sound. God bless.